1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'll ask you to say the invitation. Let's, Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful weather, and again, this fine facility that we've been called to have dominion over. Give us wisdom in making decisions and recommendations to the city of Ocala. Thank you for our lives and all our blessings. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll. Okay, Alex Clark. Joey McLaughlin.
Here.
Howie.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
Jeanette Corman.
Consider action on minutes and,
I second the motion. That's the motion.
The motion is approved.
Your motion approved?
I second.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, unfinished business, terminal parking lot, like I said, you met.
Yep, we had a pre-construction meeting yesterday, with the contractor and I'll call them the stakeholders, who are the rental car companies out there in attendance. The flight school was there, the control tower, shelter was there. Invitations went out to OVS. It was a good meeting. Probably going to be about 45 days before we issue a notice to proceed. There's some shop drawings that have to be submitted and approved, and we have to go through some additional permit issues. But we're looking about 45 days out before a notice to proceed is issued. It's a 120-day contract, but everything's falling into place nicely on that. Looking forward to getting that project done.
Terminal building.
The terminal building construction, we've negotiated the first task work order with Michael Baker. And that's to conduct the design charrette process. We are waiting on the state at this point. We need to amend the grant agreement for the construction of the terminal building to reflect that process, to do the 30% design charrette with Michael Baker and go forward in that respect. So we're kind of waiting on the state. Should have some information back within the next 7 to 10 days. It'll be another supplemental grant on top of what they've already issued. I'm expecting to get another $200,000 to $400,000 that'll go towards the construction as well. So that's where we're at on the terminal building construction. The quarantine facility, it's an equine quarantine facility. It's, to summarize how we've gotten to where we are today, a lot of different entities were interested in doing some sort of an equine quarantine facility on the airport. It began with OBS across the street and the mayor's interaction with them, Mayor Kent Quinn. Shortly thereafter, HITS started talking about a quarantine facility. Unbeknownst to them, that OBS was talking about it as well. So we had all these different players talking about a quarantine facility. We've started looking more intently at the idea. We had a sort of a roundtable discussion with several key players in the equine industry, facilitated by the chamber, the CEP organization. HITS was there, OBS was there, some of the equine farm partners, some in the insurance industry were there as well. And talking about how we need to, and Shelter was there. They offered their expertise in the discussion. talking about how we can facilitate it and what some of the pitfalls and market conditions might affect, you know, putting some sort of an equine facility on the field. I volunteered to draft a scope to try and get some grant funding that would finance some sort of a cargo feasibility study that would look at the equine industry as a whole in Marion County and maybe branch out beyond Marion County and tie in some other partners in that may utilize the facility. Looking at some external market factors, trying to come up with a way that would analyze the market, justify the existence of the quarantine facility and ultimately make sure that it's going to pay for itself at the very least and make money. So I've been drafting the scope and doing research on that, trying to get the grant money to move forward with that.
So why at the airport not some piece of horse farm property that's around here?
Well, the convenience in unloading the airplanes here, keeping the horses on the airport and then shipping them off to wherever they're going. We have an existing facility right now on the airport, and that's the airport training site. A lot of people have been looking at converting that to the quarantine facility. You know, and as you know, the city is looking to divest itself of that facility, and if we can come up with some sort of a private-public partnership on it, or ultimately sell it to a quarantine operator, that would be in our best interest. From an airport perspective, we need to do some improvements to accommodate the traffic that would be generated from that type of an operation. 777s and Airbus A300s would likely be the ones bringing the horses in and out. We need some apron facilities. So that's what we're looking at in the feasibility study. There was a quarantine facility in Marion County. It was not successful. They couldn't get to the airplanes to come in. They couldn't get the horses to be trucked in. They utilized it one time that I'm aware of through the airport. It was a direct charter. They had 20 horses go on one airplane to the Pan American Games. That was a few years back. Okay. We don't have any new business. It's a quick meeting. If that's all the questions on the quarantine facility, you know, as we have additional meetings, you know, I'll let the board know. I think, Howard, you've been elected to represent the board.
Tracy, Terry, nominated.
So I'll make sure to keep you in the loop in the whole process and work with you as you represent the board. I don't have any new business. I would like to talk about the fuel and operations. That's this chart right here. Actually, this is just operations. Last month, August, we had another increase over August of 2014. Overall, on the year, we're looking real good. We'll probably hit 60,000 operations on the year. As you know, we're stepping up. We're getting into our busy season. Phil, not to put you on the spot, how does September look so far?
Today we passed last year's September month today.
Wow.
About 7 days ago, so it will be 20%, I guess.
Fantastic. On the fuel side, this is showing the deliveries. We want to try and keep it consistent. Once we hit the new year, we'll start looking at actual sales into airplane gallons instead of bulk deliveries into the tank. But we had quite a few deliveries of avgas. On the jet side, it was down a little bit, but overall, the percent difference, we're a 0.5% over what we were in August of 2014. Year to date, though, we're still down 17.5%. on the total fuel. When you look at the fuel prices, the fuel price comparison that we ran today, there are three of these sheets. Each one is different. Jet A, Avgas, and then the self-serve Avgas. The most recent comparison is on the far right, sampled today. And if you compare that to the previous samplings, we are trending better and better. We want to be in the middle, and that's the direction that we're heading on the jet fuel. On the Avgas, the full-serve Avgas price, we're right in the middle. And on the self-serve Avgas, we're also pretty much right in the middle of the sampling of the airports. Generally speaking, all the airports sampled remain the same. There might be one or two differences if they didn't report their fuel prices on the website. But this is exactly the type of fuel price representation that I was hoping to see when Shelter came on board, and that's what we're getting now. So
it sure looks better than previous.
It sure does.
How's it going?
Going great.
Yeah, this month should be up 33% from August, first projecting.
Fantastic.
So we're rising up. So as far as fuel sales, we'll have a better month than these two previous months. So.
Great.
Yeah.
I know Shelter's actively been trying to get those military flights coming in. You know, we've got Tennessee flying in tomorrow on a 757. They'll be here about 3:15. I'd invite the board to come out if they want to watch that operation.
Torpedoes and all that good stuff.
I would avoid that. We want them to come back.
I'm going to unload the plane.
We want them to come back and lose again, right? Just keep coming. Yeah. Keep coming back. And then Ole Miss is flying in. They're going to bring in, you know, Terry will be there. That's his
own. He's probably flying a plane, isn't
he? Yeah, he might be. They're bringing two 737s in, two of them for the team. And I'm not sure, do we have any other charters coming in?
Beyond that? Is there any last stage?
I'm not sure of yet.
No?
Or is it?
No confirmations.
Okay, so that Ole Miss is the only one confirmed so far.
So you're doing at 3:15?
3:15 tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow.
Yep. And I did speak with the mayor. He will be out here greeting the team.
Is he going to wear a suit?
He will wear a suit. Yes, he will.
He went to Florida State,
I don't think so. They don't allow those suits in Florida State.
Shelter has got their little end of the summer safety party going on. So at the conclusion of the board meeting, maybe I'm speaking for you right now, but
you guys are more than welcome to come down.
Head down to Shelter
for our summer safety meeting, our safety party. So we have a full spread that's catered by the Tailwinds Cafe. They did a really great job. So.
I don't know what they're eating.
We have dessert.
We got any person wishing to appear or here that would like to speak?
I'm good.
Sure.
Fine.
So how long you sleep?
Right.
Move your journey.
I'll second.
Did you want to discuss the meeting time again? I know there was some consternation over the 1:30.
Chuck can't be here any earlier than 1:30.
I like it.
1:30 is good with me. It's perfect.
Okay.
Keep it at 1:30.
We can move the breakfast meeting at 5:30 if y'all want to.
We're here all day, so it's up to the board.
Okay, I'll be out in the morning. We're breakfast at 5:30.
We have a motion and a second. Call roll.
Stall in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, tell me what's going on. 17.5% decrease. What does that measure? That's decrease from what? Yeah, the previous year was.
I called the
charge. Yeah, so, and the last group,